AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you reach your small business dreams and career goals. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, Silicon Valley Business Coach, MJ Radio Host, and of course, our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. You can post your products, services, events, motivation, frustrations, whatever you want to post out there, political views. It's a group for you ladies to make your comments and just let us know that you're out there and that you have events or something going on that we can connect with. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments or maybe shows that you might want us to talk about a little bit or topics you might want us to dive into. We always like to thank our listeners each week for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Thinking is hard work. That's why so few do it. That is Albert Einstein. And I know I've shared this quote before, but it really is hard work. Thinking is hard work. That's why so few do it. And hopefully we can encourage people to do a little bit more thinking, critical thinking. So my On the Edge power question this week. You know, I haven't had a power question in the last couple of weeks. We've had a lot going on the show. Tonight, it's going to be kind of toned down this week. And so you can get your Starbucks cool caramel macchiato or whatever you drink, or if you're in your car driving home, just kind of sit back and enjoy tonight's show. We're going to talk about some things that a little bit of a burr in my saddle, but we're going to see if we can help change some thinking tonight. So here's my On the Edge power question. Are you a tightwad when it comes to marketing? You know the tightwads. Are you a tightwad? Let's do this. Just be honest. Just be honest with yourself. Are you that guy? Are you that woman in business? Are you that person in business that you're just a tightwad when it comes to marketing? Be honest. Are you? And I'm going to share a story later in the show. Absolutely true story. But we're going to talk about that and the value of how important it is to market, how important it is to advertise and branding and building your company. There's so many unrealistic business owners out there, small business owners. And, you know, I love that small businesses are the backbone of this country. But if you want to be a great small business and be part of that backbone, you could be a part of the backbone and a weak part of it. We know that we have business deaths. SBA tells us that. And a couple of weeks ago, I said, look, you know, probably 3-5%. And that might be a little high. 5% might be a little high. That's just me. But so let's say 3-4% of people that are going in business should not go into business. You should just be an employee. You really don't want to be in business. And you might, and I get that you might want to try it out and, you know, say that you tried. But I would say if you're going to try it out and you're not sure, watch what you spend. You don't want to try it out and then you lose everything and as a result of that. It's not worth it. You've really got to love and have a passion and something in you that drives you to want to be an entrepreneur. And I am convinced that most businesses do not have to fail. Small businesses. Quote me on that. Is there any statistics backing that up? No, not yet. This is just Coach Margaret saying, I don't believe that they have to fail. I think that there's some things that we can do to help mitigate business failure. And so that's what we try to do at Business on the Edge. So if you're that tightwad, this is for you tonight. This is dedicated to you. So before we get into that, the Bay Area, the big news in the Bay Area, Obama in the Bay Area at Stanford at the Summit for Cybersecurity. You know, that's the hot topic. You know, I got Kevin. You don't know that I was in Illinois, and I'm busy. I'm going last quarter of last year, and I'm trying to develop some relationships and get some business done. And while I was in the airplane flying to Chicago, someone was using my business on the Edge credit card.
I'm opposed. I'd get rid of it.
I had to get rid of it. Someone was buying dental. $500 dental, what is it? I think that, you know, what is this? What is the gum disease? You know, they're buying dental products to help them with halitosis.
That's not even funny.
It was, I'm like, right. You know, I get to Chicago and I'm like, what is this? I'm grateful that I have a great bank. They blocked it. They were just not smart criminals, cyber criminals. They were putting in a lot of, they were buying a lot of dental product. So it was flagged by the dental company. That's hilarious, you know. So anyway, so cybersecurity is a hot topic. And so I don't forget, Ernest & Young is going to be on the show with me next Friday. And we're going to talk about cybersecurity. We're also going to talk about the Ernest & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. That is, those nominations are open. But so Obama's in the Bay Area Summit on Cybersecurity. And he said some interesting things I think are very, very important. And so he says, you know, number one, you know, this is a shared mission, right? You know, it's a shared mission. We're going to have to participate in protecting our internet from cyber crime. And number two, he says, you know, one way to guard Americans against or guard Americans is working together, government and private sectors working together. Neither one of us can protect what's going on with the internet. So there's resources on both sides that is going to that our president believes is going to help support that end. So that's great. I like to see that happen, you know, focusing the unique strengths he talked about constantly evolving our cyber defenses. Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
You've got 13-year-olds in Russia, you know, infiltrating, you know, American, corporate America. Are you kidding me? And they're local heroes. Is that it? You know, so we have created a monster, the internet. And so now we're going to have to, you know, make sure that the private sector, you know, and the government works together. And the final thing that when he was listing the things of importance, he says protecting the privacy and civil privacy of the American people. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me tell you how unprotected your information is. I don't want to freak everybody out. You know, those that work in this industry, in the tech industry, knows it's out there. I saw something on the internet and I decided I'm going to pay the $20 for this instantcheckmate.com is where I went because I wanted to see what information did they have on me. And to my surprise, they had way too much information, so I'm going to request that they take my information off. And you can go to these places that grab your information, Instant Checkmate, you know how you're looking for people. They had everything. They had my phone numbers, my home address, you could escalate it and they could look at your financials. It's crazy. I'm like, this is not okay. You know, and by the way, I looked up a lot of people. So it's a problem, and I was nosing in around the, you know, what was going on with Kevin. I looked you up too. I'm just kidding. <That's one. laughs> So we want some protection. there we are, the president in the Bay Area. So let's go back to my question. My on the edge question. And we're going to talk about it. Are you a tightwad when it comes to marketing? Are you? And we don't want you to be. Marketing, advertising, branding are not bad words to the startups, to the small business owners, self-employed, to the one that's tight. It's not. They are absolutely essential to your business growth. They are absolutely essential to alerting your customers that you have a products or services that they want and need. What is marketing? Marketing is about your message to your customer. It's about messaging. And so we want to make sure that you have an understanding and the money that you pay, you know, these are indirect costs. You know, like I can't see it. So if I can't see it, it must not be worth it. Or you start and then you stop and you have this haphazard way of doing business with regards to the information, the messaging that you're providing to your target audience. And what happens is, and I see this so often with small businesses, they'll start advertising or they'll start doing and 3 months later they're out. You know, it's like I haven't gotten a client out of it. Well, you know, it takes, you know, when you're a small business, your financial arsenal is really not comparable to, let's say, Walmart. And so as a result of that, you have to spend a little bit more than, and I would say not, you can't spend what Walmart spends, about 0.3%, somewhere between 0.3% to 0.5% in billions, and you know, in terms of relative to what their revenues are. Okay, so that's a small amount, but if in terms of percentage, it seems. But if you're a small business, and I've said this, 25% of your resources and money should go towards marketing, advertising, and branding. It's like, I don't have, you know, and that might be $500. It might be whatever that is. You have to, you know, put your resources in play for your business to meet that end. So your customers know that you're there. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
I'm so in love with you.
But welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have an exciting event that's coming up this Wednesday. My friends, Unitech College. I really, really like these guys, these friends of mine, the leadership, Unitech. They do some of the most amazing health and wellness events. And I wonder why, like, Stanford and Johns Hopkins were not seeing something so wonderful. And this, you know, this private college is really doing some extraordinary things. And I have Christy Torkelson online. She's the chief academic officer at Unitech College, and she's going to share about the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair that is hosted by Unitech College and Fremont Chamber and CORE. How are you, Christy?
I am fine, Margaret. How are you? And thank you for having me on.
I am doing well. I attended the Health and Wellness Fair last year. Was absolutely fantastic. I'm looking forward to it this year. So can you share with our audience a little bit about what we can expect this year?
Absolutely. We have close to 60 exhibitors coming. We're going to be doing health screening. There's going to be wellness stations as well as massage stations. local, city, and veteran resource organizations will be there. Lots of folks to help with nutrition, exercise, and fitness information, as well as live demonstrations for martial arts and Zumba and even karate. And we're glad that you will be back next week.
I am looking forward to it. Zumba and martial arts, that is awesome. I love both Zumba and martial arts. I'm trying to get physically fit. So I'm excited to be there next week. We are going to do an off-the-cuff Blog Talk Radio show when we're there. It's always fun. We get some of the participants there that are at the event. So this is going to be at Unitech College Fremont's main campus, 4670 Auto Mall Parkway, Fremont, California. So come out. Everyone is welcome. That is February 18th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, 40-plus exhibitors. You've got some great, great, great 24-hour fitness, Washington Hospital Healthcare, Kidango. So just come out. It is going to be an absolute blast. And getting fit, it is so, so important to get fit. So thank you so much for calling in, Christy. And so we will see you next Wednesday.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Margaret.
Okay, so we're talking about marketing. We're talking about its value, its costs. And I want to say something to all of the service people out there that are in the sales of marketing, advertising, branding, agencies, the sales community. You know, I just feel for you. You know, you're like in the line of fire, and you're out here, and you're trying to sell, you know, to someone who doesn't get it, and you're trying to explain to them, I'm not trying to take advantage of you. I'm trying to help you acquire resources that is going to benefit your business. You know what's interesting? Harvard did this study. I love this. Harvard Business School. I like Harvard's business reviews. And so this was a few years back, but they said, the first year for packaged goods, less than 3% of new consumer packaged goods exceed first year sales, the benchmark. And you know what the benchmark is? It's $50 million. $50 million. So if you're a small business and you have products that you're trying to get on the market, there's real data, real research, and here's the thing: is that marketing and the salespeople that are saying, "Hey, this is important for you to add to your arsenal." These you know, you need a marketing plan. I write marketing plans, and I write a specific type of marketing plan. I call it a marketing blitz plan, and that plan is your strategic organization. It lends towards the end goals for your company in terms of sales, in terms of what your consumers saying, what are they thinking, how does your consumer buy, what's your market segmentation, what's going on with that. You know, the statistics are available to provide data for you to make great decisions. And so when the data's out there and you don't want to get involved because you're thinking, well, I don't really have a lot of money, you have to take some of your money, even the little bit that you don't have, and you need to invest it and let it grow, help your business grow, you know, and as it continues to grow, you continue to invest in, you know, your marketing and advertising and indirect costs that lends towards business success. And do you know, here's another study, 4 or 5 products launched in a given year will fail within 3 years of reaching its market because marketing or the lack of preparation and planning, because of that was a critical factor. And because they didn't plan and because they didn't market, the product fails within 3 years. Are you kidding me? What am I saying? That it is critical and it's crucial to what you want to do in your business. And if you don't want to market and advertise, then you're going to have a problem. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. You know, it's Valentine's weekend, so I love that. Bring that back. I'm just kidding. Here you go. I love it. I love it. Early Learning Preschool is now enrolling students ages 2 to 6 years old. Some of the benefits are preparing your early learners for that big step into elementary school, flexible programs and affordable rates, pick up and drop off at school. They do it for you. You know, what's great about this is that if you need a little bit of time to yourself after school, they have, you know, the late hours, the later hours for you to enjoy that extra time. If you need that extra time, need to go to the gym, grocery shopping, or, you know, just that run by Starbucks and kind of read that favorite book or whatever you have there. So Early Learning Preschool has some great resources and a great benefit to your little 2 to 6 years old student. And you want to connect with them at www.elpreschool.com, or you can give them a call at 408-937-1545. That's 408-937-1545. So marketing, what does marketing do? And, you know, we buy what we appreciate, we understand. We don't buy what we don't buy into. You know, I often say it's really difficult to sell something, even if it's free, if you can't get people to buy into it. And marketing, you really have to buy into it, and it's important for your company. But what does marketing do? And I said this earlier in the show, it connects your products and services to your customers. It is critical to your short and long-term organizational strategies. You want to investigate, understand it. Don't resist it. Don't have that attitude as, you know, if I invest in marketing and advertising and my brand, you know, you can have a brand and there's no awareness. And so where does that leave you? What kind of sales are you going to have as a result of that? So you can have a great product and fail flat on your face. We see that with Harvard studies. In fact, Harvard also says that the American families on average repeatedly buy the same 150 items, which constitutes as much as 85% of their household needs. So when we're saying things like, why should someone buy your brand when we don't even know your brand? I buy the same toothpaste. I absolutely buy the same toothpaste every time I go to the grocery store. Now, my dentist says, hey, try this other Sensodyne. This is not a plug for Sensodyne. So I did. I did not like it, even though he wanted to see what I thought about it, you know, but I went back to my old brand because I like it, and it works for me. And so we buy out of habit. We have to wedge our products and services into the market. And one of the ways to do that is through your marketing strategies and investing in it. And it's really, really not so scary to do, you know, in terms of financially. You can build into spending more on marketing and getting your product out there, especially as a small business. I get it. You don't have a lot of money, but you have something. And with the internet, there are so many low cost and no cost resources with regards to letting the community, your target audience, know that your products and services are there. But 0 times 0 times infinity equals, what does it equal? 0. We're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Well, well, well. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. I love it. Happy Valentine's Day out there to everyone. Everyone should be loved. You know, whether you are in a relationship or not, happy Valentine's Day to you, because everyone should be loved by someone. I know you're like, there's so many crazy people out there. Well, you know, those are choices, but people want to be loved. So marketing solves how you are going to attract, sell. I actually have a friend in the studio with me tonight that's kind of hanging out and kind of seeing what I do. We're going to be doing some things together. And I say, hey, why don't you come in and sit in with me? And on break, you know, we're talking about how, you know, this value of marketing, attracting and selling and retaining your customers. And you can't retain customers if you don't attract the customers. It's just, and you can't. How do you get them to you? And many small businesses look at those that are selling marketing plans, advertising, branding. And I said earlier, like, they're shysters, like they're just trying to get my money, and I'm not going to get any return in it. Well, that's not true. And it takes time. You know, we're going into our fifth year on air. There's some things that I do to differentiate myself as a business coach. You have coaches all over the place, like you have real estate agents. I mean, there's some industries that are just saturated, life coaching, you know, real estate, business coaching. Where did that come from? You know, coaching. And I love coaching because coaches really should tell you like it is. And that's what I'm trying to do tonight. I'm trying to tell you like it is. Don't be a tightwad. If you are a business owner, you cannot afford to be a tightwad with regards to your business development, with regards to exposing your business. It costs money. It's just the way it is. It costs money. And if you don't want to spend money, get out of business. Go get a job and go do something else, because you have to expose your business. And it costs money. And if you don't want to spend that money because it's painful, it's like, I can't see where it's going. Some of it is sinking costs. You're not going to see it, but it lends to its end goal. It lends to your end goal. We're going on 5 years, and I've had to develop a relationship with my audience for them to come in. And, you know, we didn't go on air and, you know, my phone just started ringing off the hook. It doesn't, you know, and it's, you know, for the most part, that's not how marketing works, is that you go do a commercial on television and you think you're going to get, you know, tons of calls the same weeks. No, it's doing the same thing over and over again, making sure that the marketing that's out there, making sure there's a 360 degree mix in that. So it's not just radio. It's not just some need to go on television. Some of your products need to be in a televised market. And not all service industries are really difficult to sell. Wedging new products in are really difficult to sell. We've got all kinds of products and services. We've got the internet competing against people being able to get those services online somewhere. But if you're going to be in business, you have to be competitive. You have to do things that allows you to be competitive within the business community. You know, you can say, I want to build my brand and not market that messaging. You're not going to build your brand. Someone has to learn that your brand is actually there. Your marketing message, you know, is, you know, you have to be willing to purchase. You know, you want people to purchase your product, you know, but you need to also spend money to get them to do that. It is a fact. You need to spend money to make money. That's just the way it is. It's not going to go away. That's just the way it is. And so, like a marketing plan, it is not a waste of money. A business plan is not a waste of money. It's not. It is your roadmap. And inside a business plan, you have a section for marketing plan. But I would say do a business plan and do the marketing plan. Now, for Business on the Edge, we do business plans and marketing plans, but we prefer not to write them for you. Why? Because you don't know the plan. And so you have to learn your plan. And so we have a program that we work with small businesses on to help them get their business plan done within 60 to 90 days. and they learn it as they go. We teach you, we instruct, we give you examples of what each section is, so that way you have a well thought out plan. And so you can put your marketing into play, and you can put other things into play that is in that plan. You want to be successful? You know, we have the four P's in marketing: product, promotion, placement, and price. Did you hear the word promotion? Did you? Promotion. You know, promotion. It's not free. I know you want it to be free. And so if you're the one that's trying to get free promotion on a regular basis, your business is not going to grow. See, it's not the account executives that are trying to sell you radio advertisement, or Google trying to sell you Google ads is a shyster. It's those that are business shysters that want to try to get as much free advertising or whatever. I don't want to pay anything. You're going to get that back in. You're going to get a return on that. It's not going to be much of anything. It's not going to be much. That's not smart business. It's just not smart business. You got product, promotion, placement, price. Marketing is the final product your customer sees by way of advertising, newspaper, radio, social media, television, commercials. I know this is a bad, bad pill to swallow. You have to actually spend money to build your company. How about that? Who does that? What is the messaging behind your product or service? Why should a customer buy your product? And you know what's hilarious about that is that you actually want someone to buy your product and service, but you don't want to invest what it actually takes to buy it. When we come back from break, we're going to go to break. Huh? We got about a minute. Let's go to break. I'm going to tell you an interesting story, very true story. It is crazy. Stay tuned, and I'm going to tell you a ridiculous story. Amazing. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about sucking up the cost for marketing. You know that you have to get it done. You have to do it. You know, kudos again to those that are in that sales business of agencies and advertising and marketing and branding. I know sometimes you're just kind of banging your head up against the wall, like, what's wrong with these people? Because you know that what you're servicing, what you're trying to get to them, is going to benefit their business. And not to say that there's not any shysters out there that's trying to sell you services and then they're not doing jack on the back end of that. You know, that's not the way that should go. But you want to engage your prospects. You want to get your products and services out there. You want to pay the cost that, you know, quit trying to build your business on someone else's back. Really? Come on. It's not good form. It's just not. And so I promised you a story. This is a true story. This is my story. I had a customer a few years back, and I wrote a marketing blitz plan for them. I sat down and consulted with them. They had some very specific goals. They wanted to take their business. Their revenue goal was $1 million. They wanted to take it to $1 million a month. And I said, okay, so I wrote a marketing blitz plan with that strategic goal, revenue goal in mind, which means that there was something throughout the plan in terms of, you know, you have to pay. If you want to acquire $1 million a month in your company, you're going to have to spend. You have to match that spending, that marketing spending that's relevant to that $1 million. So we get the plan done. Great plan. It's a great plan. Got it broken down for the entire year in terms of, you know, your products, what you're selling, how many you need to sell, you know, I mean, just everything. Just a wonderful, wonderful, craftsmanship of a marketing plan, blitz plan. You know, I do these blitz plans. He says, what's a blitz plan? Come talk to me and I'll tell you that. If I tell it on the air, then my, you know, competitors will try to duplicate it. They can't duplicate it. So I did this great plan. And then so we're implementing the plan, the marketing plan. And they want to throw $500 at a $1 million goal. And I'm going, you can't throw What?
I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding. And I thought, this guy is what? And so we had it out one day. And I said, look, you know, he's, you know, this gruff, you know, and I'm on the edge. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm respectful with my customers. I think it's important. You do develop relationships that you feel like you can, you know, you have, you know, a relationship that you can kind of just, as coaches, you have to tell it like it is. I said, look, I said, your goal is not realistic. We didn't even write the plan that you would throw $500 at it. It's not realistic. And this was the response. I know, but I want to do it anyway. Well, good luck with that. And so you know what I did? I said, this is the last month. And I did I did this kind of this quasi contract. And I said, you know, okay, we'll do something for $500 for 3 months to show you, to see, you know, that you can do something with $500. You're just not going to get a $1 million return off of it, okay? But it was so ridiculously unrealistic, and he's unmovable till I'm like, you're not going to move, so I'm not going to stress myself out to try to help you. If I could help you gain $1 million for $500 a month, I would do it myself in my own company. Are you kidding me? Why would I do it with you? You know, I mean, if you could throw $500 at something and get a $1 million return, hey, that's awesome. Maybe it's Dr. Rob Black. You know, but
you blew it,
you know, so I, just, you know what I did? I wrote a Dear John letter to my customer and I said, I can't work for you. I said, and I'm not going to. And so, good luck with the next adventure. And I, you know, exited stage left. And so it's not realistic. What's wrong with people? You know, so anyway, we're going to... We're almost out of here, huh? We're almost out of here. If you want to connect with us at businessontheedge.biz. We do have programs, small business. We have these smart small business KPI programs, smart goals, KPI programs. Connect with us and we will get you on a plan that helps you get your business plan together, that helps you matching, you know, have matching KPIs and do things that can put your business in the right structure. So we will help you develop what you need. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.